This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those who want to cut government spending have tried just about everything. They've tried taking a stand on the debt limit. They've tried threats of a government shutdown. They have tried the sequester, making those spending cuts automatic because, as we all know, human beings who have to face re-election in a couple of years just won't do that on their own. The European Union, based in Brussels, has kind of tried the automatic thing already. When the Eurozone started, countries had to get their deficits and debts way down, or they couldn't use the single currency. So maybe joining the European Union could work for us, too? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looked into that.
It's the annual Belgian Days Festival in the city of Brussels. That's Brussels, Wisconsin. This rich rolling farmland is home to the biggest Belgian American community in the U.S. Descendants of Walloon speaking Belgian immigrants still chatter about prize cows in the mother tongue. And now these fiscally conservative Midwestern Europhiles are also chattering about a novel proposal floated by civic and business leaders that the U.S. should apply for membership in the European Union. It's unprecedented geographically, but they say it could force our government to live within its means. That's because countries have to hit super frugal debt and deficit targets before they're allowed into the Eurozone.
Okay, so klasse, wir werden eigentlich.
These high school German students are helping collect signatures for the EU petition in Frankfort, Kentucky.
I think Europe has a great culture. Germany is pretty awesome. Their economy is pretty nice now.
Oh, I don't like the cheese in France.
But for some, it's those tight government spending targets that are the real attraction of Eurozone membership. Countries have to get their deficits down below 3% of GDP. The U.S. deficit's over 5%. A country's debt has to be below 60% to join the Eurozone. U.S. national debt has soared to 110% of GDP, according to the OECD, and it's still rising.
And who is expected to pay that off? People like me and one day my children.
Jennifer Stefano has been a Tea Party activist. She now directs Americans for Prosperity in Pennsylvania. So how about getting the U.S. to adopt automatic across-the-board spending cuts by trying to join Europe?
No.
Even to get our national debt down below 60% of GDP, like the Czech Republic or Luxembourg?
No. Look at what's happening there. We're already becoming like European socialists. Why, in God's holy name, would any American who values their freedom or the way of life they used to have before the government became irresponsible and the economy collapsed, would ever become like the Europeans?
That's a definite no on the conservative side. Among progressives?
Frankly, I think it'd be a horrible idea.
That's Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
You know, we have our own currency here. We print our own money. If we were in the Eurozone, so if they let us in, that wouldn't be our call.
Hey, Mitchell?
Yeah, Kai?
All right, so first of all, this story is totally fake, right? I mean, you know that because there is no way we're going to join the European Union. It's unconstitutional. There's like an ocean between us. It's 3,500 miles away. Hello?
Okay, yeah, I know.
All right.
I totally made it up. There's no Brussels, Wisconsin, or Frankfort, Kentucky Committee on Joining Europe. Got the Economist to play along, though. And wasn't that Walloon accordion music at the top just so, I don't know, public radio?
Uh-huh.
Okay, no U.S. joining Europe, at least not in our tectonic lifetimes. But, Kai, as a thought experiment, there is a serious point here.
Well, all right, let me have it.
So as much as we might like some kind of automatic mechanism to make us slash our debt and deficit, doing it like Europe with really severe targets that countries have to hit by a certain date probably can't work. That actually could easily send the U.S. economy back into recession. But longer term, there's a very good reason to pay down the national debt, says Donald Marin. He's at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
The federal government doesn't have a rainy day fund. Instead, what the United States has is the ability to go out and borrow literally trillions of dollars. And at some point, as the economy recovers, as we get closer to full employment, we're going to want to reload that ability so that when the next really severe economic crisis occurs, we again have the capacity to respond to it.
And so, Kai, that capacity to respond that he's talking about with unemployment benefits or help for struggling businesses, there's not much of it left right now in Brussels or in Washington.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with a what-if story on the U.S. joining the European Union. Mitchell, thanks a bunch.
Merci beaucoup.